A weekend of violence in Iraq left 9 soldiers dead, 8 of them Americans. Another 36 were wounded. U.S. Senator Russ Feingold says that's a sign that the occupation of Iraq is getting worse.
We do need to be more concerned. This is not simply more of the same. When you have all these different things happening in Fallujah, where we have some of the Ba'athist loyalists, and then you have the Shiites in Baghdad, and then Najaf, and of course you have Al-Qaeda now in Iraq because of the way we went in there. This is a situation that almost looks like a potential meltdown.
The Democratic Feingold says the Bush administration should ask for international help and not think that things will get better when free elections are held in Iraq.
We need to get the United Nations or NATO in there to take over this operation. And that means that we shouldn't just stay there. It also means that we shouldn't just pull out without any kind of alternative. But we certainly can't continue with what we're doing now, which is getting deeper and deeper into a situation where people are recommending just leveling Iraq, basically. That is not going to be in our interests or obviously the interests of the Iraqi people.
The death of 8 American soldiers in a firefight is the worst single-day loss for American forces since Baghdad was captured a year ago. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.